It's kind of weird sitting across from you now recording the show. I don't know if we've been in a studio together in a month,
I know,
several weeks anyway.
I did that Smokey Robinson interview without you.
Yeah, I did the Ty Siegel. You did a show with, I didn't even listen to it. Was Steven on it? I was going to play the new Foxygen and found out you played it while I was gone.
Yeah, you ought to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I hear it's pretty good.
A lot of vacations, or at least time off, I should
Time
say.
off.
I never take time off. I took almost 3 weeks over the last like five. I
Yeah.
didn't go anywhere.
And you're working on, I don't even, can you even talk
Shh.
about it? It's triple top secret.
Yeah. I
Well,
did make an EP at your challenge.
yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Yeah, I want a producer's credit on that.
Okay. Do that. It's up on Bandcamp. Yeah, no, Danger Painter's the group I play in, made an EP. We usually do one a year, right? We usually make a record every year. And this time we did a little EP. Five songs under 11 minutes, which is just remarkable for us.
I took some time off to work on music too for that for
That's
this
right. You've
film
been
I'm
playing some
doing.
really beautiful piano music. I
Yeah.
love this.
Yeah, it's funny. The director, I gave him a whole bunch of songs for the first quarter of the movie, and he didn't like any of them because I thought his movie was a rock and roll comedy. It turns out it's a very sad drama. I don't know how I read it completely different. I should have said, yeah, you might think about just telling everyone this is a comedy.
Turn it right
Yeah.
into it. Yeah. One thing that happens when you take a bunch of time off is we miss music. There was a Leonard Cohen song came out last week.
Yeah.
There's
Yeah.
a James Blake did something for the BBC that was kind of cool. I just missed so much. I feel like it's catch up time.
Yeah, I went through all these emails, and one of the songs that came out in these last few weeks that you and I were out of the office was a new Weezer cut.
Thank good?
It is good. In fact, I've heard this whole record, the whole Weezer record, and I think it's kind of amazing. This is a band that flat out owned a good chunk of the 90s with their first couple records, the Blue Album and a record called Pinkerton. And you talk to people who were early fans of this band, you know, when they put out the Blue Album. Fans of the band just put the Blue Album on a pedestal. I mean, like, it's one of their all-time favorite records for a certain generation. But then something happened along the way over the last 10, 20 years with this band. It happens with a lot of bands once they get popular, is their early fans drop off and they just say, well, everything they've released since then really isn't any good. And I cannot believe the hate that I get from some longtime fans. They won't even entertain the idea that this band is capable of putting out another great
And
record.
but they did.
They did, and it's a new record called Everything Will Be All Right in the End. I can't stop listening to it. It's so good. This is the first single that they dropped. It's called Back to the Shack.
I forgot that disco sucks. I ended up with nobody and I started feeling dumb. Maybe I should play the lead guitar and Pat should play the drums. Take me back, back to the shack, back to the strap with the lightning strap. Kicking the door, more hardcore, rocking out like it's 94. Let's turn up the radio, turn off those stupid singing shows. So I can find out who I am. I'm letting all of these feelings out, even if it means I fail. Cause this is what I was meant to do, and you can't put that on sale. Take me back, back to the shack, back to the start with the lightning strap. Kicking the door, more hardcore, rocking out like it's 94. Let's turn up the radio, turn off those stupid singing. I know where we need to go, back to the shack. We belong in the rock world, and there is so much left to do.
Oh, I so wish I could play more of this record for everybody. It is so, so good.
Back when's it coming out?
Weezer. It's not out until October 7th. And that is a song very early on in the record. And, you know, so I was listening to it in the first few songs. I thought, hey, this is really, really good. And then the album just keeps getting better and better. I'm genuinely very excited about this record. Rick Ocasek, he produced the Blue Album, the Green Albums. He's back to produce this record. It may end up being my record of the year.
Wow.
I will go that far as to say it's certainly the best album they've put out in 15 years.
Did you hear the Matt Sharp? You know, Matt Sharp used to be in Weezer, mm-hmm. left after Pinkerton, a couple of years after Pinkerton, but he was a bass player. But the Rentals record
right.
this summer is also pretty amazing.
So right,
for
right.
For fans of both,
yep.
You got a good summer.
Yeah.
Robin Hill, I'm not going to lie to you. I like kissing. You know?
Oh, my God, that's so creepy.
You do too, right? I mean,
No, I'm not. Would not say.
Because it's wet,
germs
right?
Germs and moisture.
Moisture. And two things you don't like. But there's a really wonderful, this double record set of tribute to Arthur Russell. No, I'm going there. That Arthur Russell wrote what could be like a Flight of the Conchords, like almost lyrically, it could be cute comedy. He wrote a song about kissing. Arthur Russell was an artist in the 70s, a cello player. He mixed cello and avant-garde pop and New York City underground music and dance music, all sorts of stuff. Died very young in the early 90s from complications of AIDS. And only in his lifetime put out one full record.
Right.
And over the course of time, more of his material has come out and tribute records. And there's this wonderful double tribute record that's coming out, of which Sufjan Stevens does a song called A Little Lost. It's a great song about kissing, of which there was a thing on Pitchfork that where Sufjan says this about it. He says, I like A Little Lost, the name of the song, because it's about kissing. I love kissing. If I could kiss all day, I would. I can't stop thinking about kissing. I like kissing more than sex because there's no end to it. You can kiss forever. You can kiss yourself into oblivion. You can kiss all over the body. And it goes on and on. I just love it. So I'm going to play this song.
Thank you.
and I love the sound of that.
Yeah, I would so love to get in the studio with Sufjan Stevens and see one of these songs laid out, you know, in a computer, see what's making all the sounds, how he's doing it.
That song by, well, not by Sufjan Stevens, it's by Arthur Russell, covered by Sufjan Stevens here, is called A Little Lost. It's on a compilation that's coming out called Master Mix, Red Hot and Arthur Russell. The Red Hot organizations and organizations just made great album after great album every year, and all that money goes to help people and issues dealing with HIV and AIDS. On this record, the artist list on this record, which comes out October 21st, Jose Gonzalez, Robin Hotchip, Richard Reed Perry, the guy from Arcade Fire, Rubble Bucket, Devendra Banhart, Phosphorescent, Cults, Glenn Hansard, Talon to Get Down, Stay Down. Two albums of great music, and not every song's about kissing, but Arthur did like to write about kissing.
Imagine. And we're going to do a first listen on that week before that comes out.
Fabulous. Both records?
Both records,
wow.
Yeah.
So that's October the 21st or the 14th-ish.
Yep. Well, the way that song began, it had sort of this off-kilter feel to it that reminded me of this next band that I want to play, Buick and Gase, their music. Buick and Gase, this is Aaron Sanchez and Aaron Dyer, a duo from Brooklyn.
One's a guy and one's a girl.
One's a guy, and they both named Aaron. They play this really vibrant, propulsive, polyrhythmic music, sort of electrified acoustic. They use their own homemade instruments. The Buick in Buick and Gase is a six-string baritone ukulele, and the Gase is a guitar bass hybrid instrument that they play. They've been working on a new record. It's not done yet, and they don't even have a release date or a name for it or anything yet, but we got an early cut where we get to premiere here by Buick and Gase. The song is called Seam Esteem.
My boy.
I like this new sound.
Yeah, these songs for this new record, That's Buchan Gase, and the song is Seam Esteem. These songs grew out of marathon jam sessions that Aaron Sanchez and Aaron Dyer had. 8-hour jam sessions every day for a week, at least 1 week a month, for several months. They took these bits and pieces from these sessions, puzzled them together to form the basis of the songs for this new record. And one of the things that was pushing them to create these songs and to finish this record was something they called their Monday's Mission Project. They posted a new song online on their SoundCloud page every Monday from March through June. And if you go on to their SoundCloud page and listen to some of those bits and pieces they've posted, you're going to hear stuff that's ended up on the record.
Oh, very cool.
You can hear them in their earliest stages online.
I love them.
Yeah. Buchan Gase. No release date yet. No album name yet. That song is called Seam Esteem.
If you want to see them, a Tiny Desk concert when they first came around, we did, was just fabulous. You can see their homemade, their amps were connected to speakers that they built, including their instruments.
I love that.
Yeah, me too. Music making, you made me think about how this is true of Moon Hooch. This is true of Buchan Gase, how bands like make lots of music, take it, twist it digitally, cut it up, and then recreate by playing what they've sort of created digitally. They now then perform it, and it's kind of a cool thing. And I was listening to, sonically, the new record by Shabazz Palaces, and that is just a sonic delight. There is so much going on there. Sometimes you kind of feel like it's Eno chill, you know, Brian Eno, very chill music. And then other times it's like this tense movie soundtrack. Someone's going to get murdered.
Assault.
Yes, right. Totally. An assault is a good way to put it. Joy and pain, I think, is another way to describe the Ishmael Butler's music. I'm going to play the song from the new Shabazz Palaces record. It's called, I think it's called, Lese Majesty, L-E-S-E.
Right.
Majesty. Ishmael, when he was on All Things Considered recently, defined it as offending the dignity of a royal. It's a French term. But I'm going to play the song again. I can't really tell you what the name of the song is, but it's the pound symbol, and then in uppercase, the word cake. So I'm just going to say
hashtag
the song is called...
cake.
You can say that. I was going to say pound cake.
Oh.
If you were look at telephones, they call that the pound symbol. Yeah, so anyway, here we go.
Hashtag cake. LOL.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm having my cake and I'm eating cake. Yeah, I'm having my cake and I'm eating cake. 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 Yeah. Lost inside a whirlwind. Eating cake. Syndicates of girlfriends. Eating cake. One night lay back in one's red coat. Eating cake. She said, my boo, shall I push back the roof? Later on, I seen her whispers in her friend's ear. His lust is just so sincere. Got the feeling she was right on. As the purveyor of the tight song. Been resilient off the balcony. Resplendent, the falconeer. Lord, forgive me all these pleasures sought. He said, my son, just do us what thou art with. Asked, will I ever have a clear mind? Simple pleasures equal with time.
Why raise the sun and not dance in its light? Let the gods laugh at such questions with delight. And inside, sorcerer. They gon' always slice my
rough. Sent a gumby to a vacant smirk. I get the green and sinners pink purple. I drew it up to put him in the dirt. Oh, it's filthy when I'm playing work. To all my hustlers, goons, that is all. Secret meetings in the stratosphere.
Bliss free, lean on the beam and let it lift. The gift, walk, wave, let it waver. Why not savor the flavor?
Berlin, Detroit, Calabar, Momar, Dallas, Atlanta, O-Town, Addis, Gaza, Ramallah, Seattle, Neptune, Tunis, Larry, Trina, Mogadishu, Punjab, Kanye, Montreal, Bronx, Miami, Sao Paulo, Lisbon, Dudley, The Apple, Rio, Douro, Muscat, Moscow, Tizel, Curly, Memphis, Brixton, Paris, Hackers, Watts, Flipside, Kyla, Monster, Simha, Oslo, Swanee,
you know, sometimes you could be like listening to a piece of music, and in the background, like your web browser starts to play a movie or some other thing. But when I was listening to this record, I thought,
it sent you frantically searching for whatever thing was playing at the same time as the record.
That's right. There's a moment in the song about a minute or two in where it sounds like some album that was put out on Verve Records in the 50s all of a sudden just came on. So I thought, oh, I must have started some video in the background.
Right.
But no, and yes. Yeah. This is just a brilliant sonic collection and a great piece of work.
Yeah. Talk about wanting to see the layout of a song and see how it's pieced together. Boy.
Shabazz Palace's new record. It's out. I'll try and pronounce the name of it. It's Les, or Lise Majesty. And somebody French can come on next week on the show and tell me how to do that.
I'm not really sure how I follow that, so I'm just going to have to just go right
leave. Okay, I'll take that.
Just leave.
Steven!
We'll see you. Leah Isis, I-C-E-S, not I-S-I-S, but I-C-E-S. Like, you know, if you hurt your knee, what does he do? He ices his knee. Leah Isis, otherwise known as Leah Kessel. She's a singer from Connecticut. She's been putting out records since about 2008, but she really didn't start getting a lot of attention for her music until one of her songs was used in the HBO show Girls back in 2012. That was a song called Love Is One from her 2011 record, Grown Unknown. And Leah Isis is back with her first batch of new songs since then. The record is called Isis, and the song that I want to play is called How We Are. Love the feedback squeal that song ends on. That's How We Are from Leah Isis, her new record, Isis. She made this album with her brother, Elliot Kessel. You know, so many records are made at home in these very simple single locations. And this one was, they recorded it all over the place over the course of 2 years during what she calls a music and spiritual retreat. They started off recording together in the Hudson Valley, then in a hotel in Brooklyn, then in studios in New Jersey and California and Woodstock in Los Angeles. And the record Isis will finally be coming out on September 16th. Doing a first listen on that one, too. So if you want to hear the whole thing, check back a week before its release.
I think we're going to do a first listen on the next thing I pick, which is the new Lucinda Williams.
We are. It's a double album, and we're going to have both records up of that, too.
The album comes out September 30, so the September 23rd. It's called Down Where the Spirit Meets the Bone. And as you say, it's a double record. I mean, here's a person, Lucinda Williams. I remember the first stories we did on her back on All Things Considered. I mean, she's somebody who, like, between records 2 and 3 took 8 years. Mm-hmm. Between records Sweet Old World and Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, 6 years.
Right.
And here it is, record number 11, a double record set.
Yeah.
Almost all of her own songs. Mm-hmm. She starts off with a poem from a father that she turns into a song, which is really beautiful. She ends with like a 9.5-minute version of a J.J. Cale song called Magnolia. Magnificent.
Yeah.
I want to play a beautiful love song. It's hard. I don't know how you do that. She makes really great, like, breaking up, I don't ever want to see your face or any part of you again kind of songs.
Yeah.
But she also writes beautiful love songs.
She has so much in just one word or one short little phrase can tell you everything you need to know about the backstory for a song.
Well, this one's called Stow Away in Your Heart, and you'll hear that phrasing right at the top here. Lucinda Williams.
You know, we've got some cool stuff coming up, including this new Pornographers First Listen Live. They're going to perform their whole record for very few people who can actually get in to see it. It's a very small venue. They're going to do it in
It's not even really a venue, for goodness
sake.
Yeah,
it's not.
Right?
It's the old Brill Building.
The Brill Building is a place that people know as it's kind of like Tin Pan Alley, but in a building for songwriters in the 50s, 60s.
And they're going to be cramming into that little space and performing the new record. And we're going to record the whole thing.
Videotape.
Yeah, we're going to shoot video of the...
Tape anymore?
We're going to get our VCRs out, our VHS tape, clunk,
you know, something,
quarter inch.
Somebody's going to do that and make a full-length movie like that. Yeah,
and it'll be very cool. But anyway, so they're going to play the new record.
Soundtrack on cassette.
And we're going to record it, post the whole thing online for everyone to see. This is at the top of September, so next week.
There's a cool Nickel Creek tiny desk worth watching that's online now. I really had fun having them come in and put. They're so talented. They're so amazingly talented.
Yeah. But so glad they got back together.
And Chris Steele is wearing braces. And
what?
Yes.
I wasn't here for it, so I missed that.
He's like this grown up. That day, it was like his second day he had braces on, and he's like a 12-year-old. Anyway,
that's awesome.
It's adorable. So let me play this Lucinda Williams song. It's about love. You love love.
We have an understanding.
You'll like this. And the song is called Stow Away in Your Heart. See you, Mr. Hilton.
Thanks, Bob. Next
Max.
Week. Oh, wait.
Oh, he's leaving us.
Oh, Max.
Oh, this song's for you, Max.
Max. Oh, Bob. Maybe better this one than the kissing song.
Should we just leave him in the room?
Yeah.
Shut the lights.
We'll put him in the Gibson guitar case back there with all the other guitars. Lock him up in the glass case.
And chain my foot to the desk under us.
He probably will.
You're not going anywhere.
Listen to Williams, everybody. Bye, Max. It's been great.
Thanks, guys.
Honestly,
it's been great.
Mad Lib Max lives.
We'll miss you, Max.
Me a place to keep my love. I don't need anything special, none of that stuff. I'm storing your heart, and that's enough. Thank you for giving me a place to keep my love. Thank you for giving me a place to close my eyes.
You don't have to promise heaven or paradise. I'm a stowaway in your car, and that's the prize. Thank you for giving me a place to close my eyes. Take my blues. You don't have to say Hail Mary's and Hallelujah. I'm stowing your heart, and that will do. Thank you for giving me a place to take my blues. Thank you for giving me a place to hang around. You don't have to be an angel or wear a crown. I'm a stowaway in your heart, I won't make a sound. Thank you for giving me a place to hang around. Thank you for giving me a place to keep my love. Thank you for giving me a place to close my eyes. Thank you